and he started two magazines, periodicals, Bhagavat Patrika and Gaudiya Patrika, and he made chief auditor to Bhakti A.C. Vedanta, Bhakti Vedanta. And he was so expert in writing in Bengali and English, also perfect. He wrote sometimes Murgi Mission. Murgi Mission, you know? Hen Mission.
Ramakrishna.
And he wrote so many. Once he wrote against Indian
President.
He was very learned in whole world in Vedanta. What Vedanta? Shankar Vedanta. And he wrote so strongly against him. He has something idea that possessive and position are two things of Krishna. Possessive Krishna and possession Krishna. There are two things. This body and soul of Krishna are different. But Swamiji, quoting from Gita, and he began to give him so many things and cutting his arguments totally. And he challenged that you can answer. And you can establish what you have told. Yet Krishna has no shape, no attribute, no power, nothing you can. And he gave so many things. But the president of India at that time has no dare to. He could not. Even answer. He apologized like that. So this day it was established. What is the aim and object of this Gaudiya Vedanta community? There are two things. When the first thing is that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that the what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established and preached in the whole world was in one sloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijesha Tanayastadhyam Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Uparsana Vajubadu Vargen Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Malam Prema Pumartho Mahal Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tastradrupa. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he took all his teachings, all his things, Shikshastaka also, and what is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. He took all the essence of all the books and he wrote this sloka. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijesha Tanayah. Or who is Aradhya? Aradhya means? Who is? Krishna. But who Krishna? There are so many Krishna. Though Krishna is one, but there are so many manifestations of Krishna. Dwarkadesh, Krishna, with Rukmini and Satyabhama, with 16,108 queens, never. Because he cannot take float. He cannot take peacock. He cannot tell that my father is Nanda Baba. My mother is Yashoda. He cannot tell. He is bound to tell that my mother is Devaki and father is and I am king of Dwarka. He cannot tell that I am a cow. He cannot tell and he cannot take a stick. He cannot wear covered dress. So he is not our respect. Where there is no Radhika, where is no Lalita Abhishaka, where there is no Vrindavan, where Krishna has no floor, where he has no peak of feather, he has no this idea that I am a gop balak and cowherd boy without shoe, without umbrella, nothing. Walking, roaming in Vrindavan. And always searching, where are my boy, my cowherd boys? Where are my cows? He used to worship cows. Dwarkadhis cannot do all these things. So Dwarkadhis is not our worship. It may be that Dwarkadhis may come in the shape of Ramachandra and queens may come like Sita, but yet he is not our Arad. Oh, we do pranams very far away. From very far away we are doing pranams, but he is not our worship. Oh, for showing we can worship Ramachandra also like Arati, but my heart and soul is not alone. If he is alone, we will take it out and throw to Dwarka. We will worship Krishna if Srimati Radhika is in his left side. And he is controlled by Radhika. And also, the peacock feather is falling down on the feet. And Bansi is kept on the feet of Radhika. And Krishna is doing, oh my Hirdeshwari, my worshipable deity Radhika, please be happy. Then he is Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijeshwakana. Otherwise not. We don't want to see Krishna alone. Even with Chandravali and Satav Chandravali. Chandravali. Oh. He is not our worshipable. In Vrindavan even. He may be in the lap of Yashoda taking milk. He is not our that our worshipable. Who is? Only where is Radhika is prominent and Krishna is like a controlled. Then Krishna is worshipped. Taradho Bhagavan Brijesha Tanaya Taddama Vrindavanam. Also Vrindavan is our worshipable. How? Like Krishna. Because giving up Vrindavan, he cannot go anywhere. This flute wala Krishna. No, he cannot go. He cannot give up for a moment the lotus feet of Radhika. He never can give. So, this Dham Vrindavan is also worshipable like Krishna. Because Baldev Prabhu has become this Vrindavan. In the shape of Vrindavan, who is he? Baldev Prabhu. But not in the shape of Baldev. So, Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanya Taddhama Vrindavan Ramya Kachit Upasana Bajubadu Varganyaja. Oh, the worship of gopis. That, oh Krishna, bring my ankle back. Oh, Srimati Radhika, face color has gone off. You should come and give this color. So this is the service of gopis. They can abuse Krishna. Oh, you are dhurta, cheater. Most cheater. You are liar. Your inner and outer, both is black. So you are black. They can tell me. And Krishna is very happy. So happy. All this. Keeping his ears to hear all these things. But he will not hear the prayer of Brahma. Om Shastra Shrishta. No, he will not. That you have created lakhs and lakhs words. Oh, Krishna, don't want to hear. He wants to hear this thing. He wants to hear. Yashoda is telling that you are thief. Why you have come to take butter from Nabar's house? I will control you and chastise him. So, the aradhana of the gopis, the worship of gopis, is so much higher. And Srimad Bhagavatam is evident. Not I don't take any other. Only Srimad Bhagavatam is fullest evidence. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told this, and we will follow this, not anything else. So this is the preaching thing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And secondly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done what? 10 roots. In Indian Vedic Ayurveda, there are 10 roots collected, and they have met one place. And then it is given to the rogis.
Yes, sir.
All rogues will go away. Diseases will go away. Very easily. So this is dasami. And he will be very healthy. So this is dasmul of our Gaudiya parampara. From Brahma to up to now. Amnaya praha. Tattam harimiha paramam. Sabda saktim rasabdhin. Tadbhinam sastya. Jivan prakriti kavalitan. भेद आभेद प्रकाशम सकल मे साधन शुद्ध भक्ति साध्यम तत्प्रीतिमेव चैतन्य महापुरुष टेलिंग वी हैव ओनली वन प्रूफ एविडेंस वी कैन टेक एंड दैट इज श्रीमद् भागवत ऑल वेदास उपनिषद एंड द All the epics we are following Vedas, all are like evidence. But among them, Srimad Bhagavatam is amal, no spotless. But other Purans are spotful, like Brahmanda Puran. Guru Puran and all others, they have only some, they will give some worldly desires. And they may cover Krishna Tattva. But in Srimad Bhagavat, it is thought like a Paramahansa, like Sukadeva Goswami. So, this is Amal Puramar. What Srimad Vedas are telling, sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami has told, we don't need na dharmam, na. We don't know dharma and adharma. Sarva dharmanu pratyajamam ekam saranam. So, only Srimad Bhagavat Pramar. What Bhagavat is telling, or other Ved Upanishad and Vedanta is telling, that Amnaya par tattvam harimiha paramam. Hari is paramatattva, without second. Who is Hari? Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Krishna and he is Hari himself. So he is only worshipable. And that Hari, Brajendranandani Shyama Sundar Vitharadika. So he is ocean of rush. Endless ocean of rasa Krishna. And that is why we are part and parcel. So we have also some rasa in our heart. He is powerful. All powers are in Krishna. He has all opulences. He can do anything. He can create lakhs and lakhs worlds in a moment. He is Adi Karanam. All Ishwar. Sarveshwarishwar. But his Adi is no one. He is but he is original of all. Even his origin of Nrisimha, Ram, Dwarkadhish and all others. Two kinds of Jivas have come out from them. One mukta and others.
Liberated soul, another one
Those who are liberated soul, was serving in Golok Vrindavan. They will never fall down. Never they will come to this world. Never. Jadagatvanani vartante taddham parama. That is paramdham. Anyone, by practicing bhakti yoga, they have reached there, they will never come to this world. They will never come and fall down. They may come to teach something with Krishna, or Krishna may send them, but they will not fall. Because there is no Mahamaya who covers jivas. That Mahamaya is not there, only Yogamaya, who is always helping jivas to serve Krishna and Radhika. So how a jiva can fall from there? It is quite absurd. Swamiji has told something only for beginners, only to make us understand. And after that he has told that you can never fall down. So, those jivas who are serving in Vaikuntha also, they are also liberated. They will never come down. Like Jaya Vijayan and all others. And from the marginal point, Jivera Sarup hai Nitya Krishna Das Krishna Tatastha Sakti. Tatastha Sakti. We have come from Tatastha Sakti, from the marginal point. And that is Dhiraja, Karnabhisai place. So, we have all come from there. So, two Jivas. And those who will serve Krishna with bhakti, they can be liberated and they can have this, they can serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So this, we have some Bheda Bhed Prakash, all these jivas, souls and other this world things. What? All are potential. So there is bhed, difference and not
anything.
So both are there at a time. And by bhakti we can achieve our prayojan or what prayojan?
Okay, no,
what is that is Krishna pray. So these are 10 things and these are called dasamul. Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and took this from Bhakti Vinod Thakur and from all epics and Srimad Bhagavatam and preached over the whole world. So these are our main things to be preached. Love is our religion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to sprinkle this unnat ujjala rasa, prema. Not like Ramanuj Madhvacharya, that Vaidhi Bhakti one. Vaidhi Bhakti was given to by Ramanuj Madhvacharya, Ramachandra and all others. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come. That is how Rupa Goswami has written. Anarpita Charing Chirat Karunya Vatarna Kalu Samarapaitam Unnat. To give, to sprinkle, unnat ujjal ras beauty. What is that beauty? Not the mood of Radhika, but the beauty of Radhika mood is called Rup Manjari, Rup of mood. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only came to this mood and to taste the four desire of Krishna. So we should know all these things. So Guru Maharaj only established this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti this day to preach all these things. What was the object of Srila Prabhupada? What is the object of our discipling? You should know and try to go up. Not only distribute books. We can distribute books. But we should know what nectar is in these books. What is Chaitanya Charitamrita? Only distributing, giving it. But not saying that what Rupa Goswami was told by Chaitanya. What is in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda Mahaprabhu? We cannot see it. Then what is the use of distributing? Then anyone can take it, and those who have no interest, they can put it in bathroom, in aeroport, and they will go. So we should try to know what is in these books. So this day Guru Maharaj established this, and you should realize yourself what is bhajan. How Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami did bhajan? What was the internal mood of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada? We should try to take it. Otherwise, external thing we will take and we will quarrel and we will give up everything. What is going now today? They are not trying to take the inner moods of Swamiji, what he has told. What he has told in his next instruction. They don't read. Only they distribute. They should read. In Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation, what he has done, written. I want to give him all these things, but I have no such, so much time. He would again be inspired as he came and inspired. Don't waste your time. Give your full energy what Swamiji told to follow. And you will see that you are happy. If you are not doing, then you are going to be depreciated and quarreling only for women and lust and all these things. Keeping so much money in pockets, making any girlfriend and at once going here and there. We are bound to it. So you should try to follow all these instructions, chanting name. Not that if anyone chants more than 16 rounds, or they are disobeying Swamiji. Some tell like this, but this is quite false. Prabhupada gets this Malika, and here is four.
Everyone.
Why four? Why not anyone here? 16. After 16, one will come. And after again,
one more.
After again, 16. This man is 64. Yesterday, I think that our dear Krishna Prabhu has so much time, about more than
20 hours.
He may have chanted 64. Have you done? Oh. He thought that if I am going beyond 16, it will be often. Don't think that. Don't think this. So he's trying to move chan. What you are doing whole day, if you are making $1,000 or more than $1,000 a day, and if you are chanting more, it will be lakhs and lakhs
more value,
more value. But no realization. We have some relation. Haridas Thakur knows some realization that what is the use of chanting 3 lakhs name. So you should recite. If anyone going to cut him in pieces, less than less, he will not give up. If any giving him a very beautiful lady like prostitute, he was sent, and whole world, the wealth of whole world will be given. Haridas Thakur will respect. So you should try to realize all these things. That is, Swamiji wanted. to preach these things. Have so much bhakti. If you are doing, no need of doing anything. Oh, hey, Krishna will send his Lakshmi Devi to support and nourish you. And she will come. She is bound to come. But you will have, you should have a strong belief like that. Like Sukadeva Goswami. No need of cloth. Nothing. And Parikshit Maharaj, whole world is coming to him. So if you are chanting, remember, you will see that everything is done. Your life will be successful. This day will be successful. I wanted to be here. I am so much happy to have so many friends here. But I will have to return in Vrindavan, where Bansiwala is with his Radhika. So I have come only to give these messages to you and to invite you to come to Vrindavan. So you should also come. Don't be hopeless. But what should I do? Very bad day. Black clouds are coming. What should we do? Don't think that. Swamiji is eternal. He cannot die. He will take us also from this dying place and he will take us to Golok Vrindavan. So be hopeful always, strongly. Gaur Prema.